Hello. Yes, good evening. My name is Tony calling from Opinion Research, a national public opinion firm. And we're talking to people in Texas today. We'd like to ask you a few questions on a confidential basis. I can speak with Oscar Perez, please.
Yes, sir. That's me.
Okay.
Tell me something.
All right, sir. Let me start this up, okay? Before we begin, could you please confirm that you're not driving, that you're in a place where you can talk safely?
What?
Are you in a... before we begin this survey, could you please confirm that you're not driving and that you're in a place where you can talk safely?
No, I'm not driving. I'm at the house.
Okay.
All right, what kind of survey is
this? This survey is about the elections for Texas, sir, and the United States.
Okay.
In which state do you currently live?
I live in Texas.
Texas, right? Okay. All right, sir. And in which county in Texas do you currently live?
Hidalgo.
Hidalgo. Okay. All right. Overall, personal telephone calls that you receive, do you get almost all calls on regular home phone? Some on a cell phone and some on a regular home phone, or almost all the calls on a cell phone?
No, puro home calls.
No cell phone? No cell phone calls?
No. Sometimes, pero I got mine, pero I don't use it.
So it'd be some on cell phone and some regular home phone?
Yeah.
Okay. All right, sir, and are you anyone in the household employed by a newspaper, television, or radio station, a political party, or by a candidate for political office?
No.
Okay, and now just to ensure that we have a representative sample, first, in what year were you born?
No, then you're going to ask me by Social Security, and I'm not going to give it to you, so, hey.
No, that's no problem I can just skip the question, okay? I can give you a list of following ages groups, you know, that belong at 18 to 24, 25 to 34, 35 to 44, 45 to 54, 55 to 64, or over 65.
No, I'm 80 years old.
Okay, so be 65 and older, okay? All right, sir, and just... And what is your main racial or ethnic heritage? Would that be Caucasian or white, African American or black, Hispanic or Latino, Asian, Pacific Islander, American Indian or Latin Native?
Hispanic. I'm Hispanic.
Okay. All right, sir. And what is the last grade that you completed in school?
I completed the seventh grade.
Oh, so grade school, right? Okay. All right. All right, sir, in thinking about things nationally, do you approve or disapprove the job Biden-Harris administration is doing?
No, I approve Biden and La Harris because I'm Democratic.
Okay, so be strongly approve or just somewhat approve of their job?
Give me that question again.
Would that be strongly approve or somewhat approve of their job? Of the Biden-Harris administration is doing?
I strongly approve.
Okay, thank you. And if the election for U.S. Congress were holding today, for whom would you vote? The Republican candidate or the Democratic candidate from this district?
The Democrat.
Would that be probably or definitely Democratic?
No, definitely.
Definitely. All right, sir. Now I would like to read you some names and different people active in politics. For each one, please tell me whether you have heard of the person. If so, please tell me whether you have a favorable or unfavorable impression of that person. Okay. If I name someone that you don't know too much about, just let me know and I'll move to the next one. The first one will be Donald Trump. Very favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable?
No. I hate Donald Trump.
So be very unfavorable?
Yes, sir.
Okay. What about Alejandro Mayorkas?
It's a good person.
Okay, very favorable or just somewhat favorable?
Favorable.
Okay. Vicente Gonzalez.
It's 100% favorable.
Okay. Okay. Kamala Harris.
100%
favorable. And Mayra Flores.
Mayra Flores, no. No.
Somewhat unfavorable or very unfavorable?
Matia, La Mantia.
Okay, but what about Mayra? No, that's it. That's the last one. Mayra Flores, would that be a very unfavorable or somewhat unfavorable?
Very unfavorable.
Very unfavorable. Okay, all right. All right, sir, and then moving on, which one of the following issues is the most important to you personally when deciding when, you know, which candidate to vote for? Would that be jobs in the economy, fentanyl and drug addiction, education, crime and public safety, abortion, taxes, inflation and the cost of living, national security and foreign affairs, healthcare, climate change, or border security?
I want border security.
Okay, border security.
Yeah.
Okay, and thinking ahead to the November election, first on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means that you're not all interested and 10 means that you're extremely interested. How interested are you in November's election for president, U.S. Senate, U.S. Congress, and other state and local offices?
Yes, you said 15% was what?
10 is you are extremely motivated. Interested to vote in elections. And zero
okay.
means you're not that, you know, you're not interested. But you
yeah.
can use any
no,
number
I'm,
from 0 to 10.
I'm 10%.
10%. Okay. All right. I'm sorry, if the election for president was, if the election for president was being held today, for whom would you vote? Donald Trump, the Republican, or Kamala Harris, the Democrat?
I'm a Democrat for Kamala Harris.
Okay. All right, next, if the election for U.S. Senate was being held today, for whom would you vote? Ted Cruz, Republican, or Colin Allred, Democrat?
Well, I vote for Democrat. I don't like what the name of the first one? I forgot.
Ted Cruz. So it'd be...
No.
Okay, so it'd be Colin Allred, right? Democrat.
Yes. Yes.
Okay. All right, so if the election for U.S. Congress was being held today, for whom would you vote? Mayra Flores, Republican, or Vicente Gonzalez, Democrat?
Vicente Gonzalez, 100%.
Okay, probably, or definitely Gonzalez, definitely, right? Okay?
Definitely.
All right,
yes.
sir, now, okay, now I'd like to read you a few statements that, you know, you might hear about Vicente Gonzalez during a campaign. After I read each statement, please tell me whether it makes you more likely or less likely to vote for him for U.S. Congress. Okay, while families struggle, you know, to fill their grocery carts and put food on the table, Congressman Vicente Gonzalez voted to give those in the country illegally thousands of dollars worth of taxpayer-funded benefits. Would that make you much more, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, much less likely, or makes no difference to you one way or the other?
It don't make no difference.
No difference. Okay, the American dream is, you know, slipping away from many families, but Congressman Vicente Gonzalez is only making it worse. Gonzalez voted to raise taxes on working class families and, you know, to impose a new federal gas tax that could lead to even higher prices. Would that make you more, somewhat less, much less, or no difference to you?
No difference.
No difference. Okay, despite the crisis of our southern border, Vicente Gonzalez voted against more border agents and supported the Biden-Harris administration border policies. Would that make you much more likely, somewhat more likely, somewhat less, much less, or makes no difference?
Much more likely.
Much more likely. All right, Vicente Gonzalez has accepted thousands of campaign contributions from some of the world's biggest corporations. He then voted for $1 trillion in government spending, benefiting these companies. Meanwhile, these same companies are raising prices on Texas families while ranking in record profits. More likely or less likely or no difference?
I don't know how to answer that.
I don't know.
Makes no difference.
Difference. Okay. And the last one says Congressman Vicente Gonzalez is a member of, you know, of a radical group that supports sex change drugs for children. Would that make you more or less likely or makes no difference to you?
You mean drugs for kids?
Yes, support sex change, drugs for for children.
No, because I don't like that at all.
Would that be somewhat less or much less likely to vote for him or makes no difference to you?
Does make no difference.
Make no difference. Okay, thank you, sir. All right, sir, and, now that you have, you know, have some, you have heard more, that you have some more information, if the election for U.S. Congress was being held today, for whom would you vote? Would that be Mayra Flores, Republican, or Vicente Gonzalez, Democrat?
Vicente Gonzalez, definitely.
Okay. All right, and just, we almost finished with this service, sir. I only have just a few questions for statistical purpose only, okay? In politics today, do you consider yourself to be Republican, Democrat, or something else?
Democrat.
And would you call yourself a strong Democrat or not so strong Democrat?
I'm a strong Democrat.
Okay. All right, so in generally speaking, do you consider yourself to be liberal, moderate, or conservative on most issues?
I don't understand that one.
Okay. All right, sir, and how would you describe your economic circumstances? Would you say well-to-do, upper middle class, working class, or low income?
I'm by the check. I say low income.
Low income, okay. All right, sir, and are you currently employed, student, stay-home parent, retired, or unemployed and looking for work?
No, I'm retired.
Retired, okay. All right, so now thinking about the language, you know, you use in your home, would you say that all, you know, that at home you speak only English at home, mostly English, but some Spanish, Spanish and English equally, mostly Spanish, but some English, or only Spanish at home?
Well, it's mostly Spanish, but I speak English too when my grandchildren come. They
okay,
don't
so be English.
English.
So be English,
English
and Spanish equally.
And Spanish, yeah.
Oh, okay. All right. All right, so regardless of how you feel now, for whom did you vote in the 2020 presidential election, Donald Trump or Joe Biden?
Joe Biden.
Joe Biden, all right. All right, sir, with this concludes our survey. I really thank you very time for your time and participation, okay? You have a great evening, sir. Appreciate your help.
And the same to you.
Bye-bye.